Addictions. It's because of Annie's breakdown, heartbreak, whatever, that I agree to another coffee shop, women of the family meeting the next Monday after work. At Vendome this time, because both Annie and I are too embarrassed to go to Cafe Blanca again. Fuck, no. Not another book club session. No book. Just four women bitching. Jesus. I don't have to tell this story at all. Yes, you do. We finally cracked your armor. Let's see what oozes out. Zia's there when I walk in. And I see that she of the red cocktail dresses, designer purses, and two-hour makeup sessions, is wearing a t-shirt. White, stark, the lettering hot pink. "Oprah didn't die for your sins," it reads, and there's a hot pink ribbon. And I notice her eyes are red and naked, and that ashen olive I see is her natural skin without artful foundation. If she's wearing yoga pants, the world has ended. I look. She's not. Shorts. Tight. Showing off the type of legs women in their 20s cannot fathom can belong to a woman on the edge of menopause. Sandals. Painted toes. All is not lost. She sees me looking at her shorts and snarls again. I wish Annie, Sasha, either, both would hurry up and arrive. I slide into the chair opposite her, because it's not one of the chairs beside her. "What?" she snarls again. Apparently I'm still looking. I avert my eyes from her legs. And what? Do I say anything? Do I say, "I've never seen you without makeup, or in a t-shirt"? A friend would say, "What's wrong?" Because clearly something is. But we are not friends. "What do you want to drink?" I ask. "A gin and tonic," she says. I desperately want a gin and tonic, a beer, a glass of wine. Skip the glass, give me the bottle. Fucking antifreeze. I'm rigid. "Coffee, black then," I say. It's at least 5 years since we, Brian and Annie, really. I hid upstairs with Alexandra for the most part, trying not to vomit. Have had to talk Zia off this particular ledge. I order coffee for her, Earl Grey tea for me, then add a chocolate brownie, carrot cake, and an almond croissant to the mix. When I return with the offerings to the table, Zia does not say thank you. She gulps the coffee, and I see it scald her mouth, then breaks off a piece of the croissant. "Are you trying to get me fat?" she says. "It's not a joke. It's an accusation." "Yes," I say. "I want you to get fat. When you finish these, I'll get you more. I want you to look grotesque, ugly, repellent." She breaks off a piece of the brownie. "I want to cram this whole thing into my mouth and swallow it without chewing," she says. "I want to go out to a tawdry hotel bar, drink, and wake up in bed with a stranger. I want to drag my 30-year-old house painter into my bedroom. I want..." "You're painting your condo?" I say, because I want to stop her. "Yes, Elizabeth, I'm painting my condo. It's the critical piece of information in that statement. I'm painting my condo. Or, if you like, Brian's money is painting my condo. You're painting my condo." Her voice rises, and people look at us. I hate her. I fucking hate her. Why am I babysitting her? Where are Sasha and Annie? I pull out my phone. No messages. I'm so fucking sorry I'm boring you, Zia says. No, snarls. I look at her, and I'm 16. Except I'm not. I'm an adult. I should be free. And I'm not fucking putting up with this anymore. Fuck you, you stupid, selfish cunt, I say. Get up and start walking to the door, just as Sasha and Annie are coming in. I'm not sure if Zia is talking behind me or screaming. All I hear is a buzzing in my ears. And while part of me is 16 and walking out of my mother's life again, the rest is an adult with responsibilities. So I don't brush past Annie and Sasha, but stop. Make myself focus on Annie. You need to talk to her, I say. Turn to Sasha and put a hand on her arm. Come with me. It's not a request. I think Zia is screaming, heedless of the coffee shop's other customers. Here's another cafe we can never go to again. How many does that make? I don't know for sure. There's nothing more than just dull thuds in my skull now. Sasha looks over my shoulder at her mother, and her face goes white. I shepherd her outside, almost pushing her. What did you say to her? She demands when we're on the sidewalk. Why did you upset her? Because I'm a cunt. Actually, I'm going to say that. Because I am. And I do. Sasha flushes. I'm glad to see color returning to her cheeks. I'm glad she's choosing anger over fear. Even if it's anger at me. Yes, you are, she says, and storms off, away from the cafe, away from her mother. My work is done. I wonder if I should text Warren Bryan. But no, Annie will do that if she must. I text Stefan instead. I need to be naked in your arms right now. Immediate response. 205 12B Street Southwest. It's a gallery. Come through the back door. Go into the basement. Yes. You realize, my lover, sex is your addiction. Your alcohol, your soother, your drug. Isn't it everyone's first drug of choice? No, not at all. So I'm wondering, what goes wrong when you come to me? Does it matter? Everything matters. But in the moment, what matters most is how I'm going to position you as you tell me about your encounter with Stefan in the art gallery. One, incidentally, that I recognize by the address. A third-rate, mediocre gallery that refused to show my work when I was starting out. And so, worthy of nothing but contempt. Redeem it for me. But first... Here. Like this. Like Olympia. Legs crossed. So. And as you talk, I will see if I can get them to spread. And this is not your addiction? I judge not. Now talk. I'm getting flaccid again. I arrive, shaking, frazzled, not aroused, not in the mood. Just, oh, so fucking angry. I run into Stefan without seeing him, crash against his body. He starts to explain what he's doing. Frames, friends show, light, I cover his mouth with my hand. Today, it's about me, I say. No setting the fucking scene. No foreplay. Fuck me. Break me. Just... If he doesn't turn my brain off, right now, right away, I will die, or at least go mad. He pulls my trousers down to my knees roughly and thrusts a hand between my legs. I don't think you're ready, he whispers. I don't fucking want to be ready. I would scream if I dared, but I will never scream. I will never sound like her. Now. There isn't a lot of wall real estate in the little dank room, so he pushes me onto the floor, rams into me, does what he's told. There's pain, and I close my eyes, and I turn off my brain. And maybe I cry, bite his shoulder, his hand, come in a wave of release that is in no way about pleasure. He holds me after. We ruined your suit, he says. I don't care, I say. He doesn't ask what happened. I'm grateful. I read the text from Annie as he watches me dress. It's okay. She's fine. You did good. Patronizing bitch. I didn't. I panicked. I ran. But you know, we really should get her a boyfriend. It's been way too long. And she's lonely. I think a boyfriend, a love affair, is just what she needs. Because it worked out so well for you? Jesus, Annie, what the fuck are you thinking? I am perturbed massively by your portrayal of these women, you know. Annie and Zia. Fuck. Yourself. It's making me rethink my position on married women. And what is your position on married women? This. That stocking's so useful. Come here into my lap, pet, and let's see. Face away from me, and hands behind your back. I am so uncomfortable. It's not about your comfort, it's about my desire. And I'm answering your question. My position on married women is... No, I don't want you on my cock. Slide forward at the moment. I just want you uncomfortable and frustrated. My position on married women is that they make the best lovers. They are... comfortable lover? No, I'm good. They are comfortably situated and frustrated. On the edge. On a constant trigger. They have so much to lose, and so they value what they give. What I take, that much more. And they have a pair of manly arms to comfort them when I am done with them. You're a sociopath. Not at all. I know I will be done with them, and I'm happy that they'll have someone to comfort them. It's much more cruel to break a single woman's heart. But when you do break a married woman's heart, you really do shatter it. Are you talking about Annie, Zia, or yourself? I don't know.